Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio program. I am not Hashem Talali, rather his evil sidekick, Mark Lynn of the American Free Press. Hashem had better things to do today than to spend time with me and with you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It must be pretty important, because otherwise he would be here, wouldn't he? Anyway, our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. A lot of news to discuss today, ladies and gentlemen. And as a special treat, we will be having a guest with us today. Special thanks last week to Brother Nathaniel Kaffner, who came on the second hour. Of course, you remember that Brother Nathaniel was a Jewish convert to Christianity, who is now out in the streets every day, literally out in the streets, and also on the highways and byways that we call the Internet, with his website, realjewnews.com, basically out there saying the same kind of stuff that you hear on programs such as this and such programs as Mike Piper's program, warning about the dangerous influence that the Zionists are waging against our Western Christian society, or at least what we would call our once Western Christian society. So our many thanks to Brother Nathaniel, who was on last week. Hopefully we'll be able to have him on again. As I said, we are going to have a guest with us today. I'm seeing that he probably is with us, and it is none other than the one and only Michael Collins Piper. Michael, thank you for taking out of your busy schedule your Saturday afternoon just to be with little old me. Mike. I don't hear Mike. Okay, I guess Mike is not there. So I see him on the board here, but I'm not hearing him. Okay, here he goes. Okay, I just got something. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, lots of news to talk about today. Of course, we have the election, the fact that we've had a few people drop out now, basically leaving the road wide open for John, the son of Cain, to get the Republican nomination. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, unless I'm mistaken, that is what McCain means, which is son of Cain. And we all know who Cain was in the Old Testament. He was the first murderer. He was the one who slew, according to the story, one who slew his brother Abel because he was jealous that God favored Abel instead of him. Just something to think about for those of you who like to ponder what's in a name. So it looks like McCain is probably going to get the nomination. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but McCain scares me a lot. You know, when Bill Clinton was in office, I said to myself, I don't imagine that I'll ever see the day where I will actually see a president worse than Bill Clinton. And then lo and behold, George Bush came along, and I was actually looking back on the Clinton years as the good old days. And I said to myself, I don't think I'll ever have it happen that I'll look back on the George Bush presidency and think to myself, those were the good old days. But as it turns out, if McCain gets the presidency, ladies and gentlemen, which is very likely that he's going to, I think that we'll be looking back on these 8 years of Bush, all the lawlessness, all the corruption, all of the mass murder taking place in Iraq, Afghanistan, and I think that we'll probably look back on these 8 years and say they were the good old days. We're out of music, is that what you said? Okay, go ahead. All right, we're going to break for commercial. We'll be back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. This is Current Issues, the radio program, and I am your temporary host for the day, Mark Glenn with the American Free Press. Shem is away on important business, and obviously he cannot be with us today, although he certainly must be in spirit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at the break there, I couldn't help but notice that there was an advertisement for something having to do with some Bible verses. And it was talking about the end of the world and the mark of the beast, and if you want to know what it all means, write to this number or whatever. And I think that that's a perfect segue into introducing this little topic that I would like to discuss. For whatever reason, this week I was bombarded with emails from people taking me to task over the fact that I am too hard on the Jews, that they're God's chosen people, and, you know, if we want to be blessed, we have to bless them, blah, blah, blah. For whatever reason, there seems to be a concerted effort this week to really aggravate me with this stuff. And in one of the instances, when I was dealing with one of these individuals, going back and forth with these emails, where he was saying, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people, and as Christians, we're supposed to do this, and blah, blah, blah. And for a while, he was holding his own pretty well, assuming that it was as his email address indicated. And so I pulled out this particular verse, and I would like to read it to you, ladies and gentlemen, because it is a very important verse. It's something, really, that all Christians today should read, particularly those Christians who say that the United States, indeed, the entire world should be throwing its weight behind Israel because the Jews are God's chosen people, and if you get on the God's bad side, you're going to have some really nasty things happen to you, and blah, blah, blah. And so I'd like to read this passage here, and I want you to think about this for just a minute. In this passage, God is speaking to the Jews, whether you want to call them the Jews or the Hebrews or the Israelites or whatever. And he says, in this passage, I will pronounce my judgments upon these people because upon these people and upon their children's children because they have forsaken me. I will bring charges against them. Their sword has devoured their prophets. In vain, I have sent them a correction, but they were not willing to respond. Why should I forgive these people? We are innocent. God is not angry with us, they say. But yet, go up and down the streets of Jerusalem and search for squares. If you can find just one honest person who speaks the truth, I will forgive this city. Why should I forgive you? You and your children have forsaken me. From the least to the greatest, all of you are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. Therefore, I am bringing disaster upon these people because they have not listened to my words and they have rejected my law. Who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Who will mourn for you? Therefore, I will lay hands upon you and destroy you. I can no longer show you compassion. I will bring bereavement and destruction on these people, for they have not changed their wicked ways. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point upon the hearts of these people. Even their children sacrifice to false gods. Therefore, I will give away as plunder all of your wealth and all of your treasures. Through your own fault, you will lose the inheritance I gave you. I will enslave you to your enemies in a land you do not know, because you have kindled my anger, and it will burn forever. Now, most people listening to this will assume that I'm reading some verse from a David Duke book, or from one of Hitler's books, or it was a speech given at a KKK rally, or it's a verse from the Quran, or it's part of some Nazi website. But the fact of the matter, ladies and gentlemen, is that these few passages I have just read to you come from the book of Jeremiah. It's one of the last books of the Old Testament before the New Testament begins. And these supposedly are the words that God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. By the way, prophet Jeremiah, just like all of the Old Testament prophets who spoke up against the Jews and told them that they were wicked people, he had to pay the price for it. And interestingly enough as well, ladies and gentlemen, the prophet Jeremiah, when he was saying all of this about how evil these people were, the Jews, he was predicting the fact that their land was going to be destroyed, that God was going to destroy them for their wickedness. And the prophet Jeremiah just so happens to be the prophet who is most quoted by Jesus Christ. So my reason for bringing this up is because whenever you hear these people saying the Jews are God's chosen people, and that's why we Americans must send our tax dollars and our sons and daughters and everything else over to the Middle East in order to fight all these mean, nasty Arabs. God loves the Jews more than he loves anyone else. Sit down and read the book of Jeremiah sometime and see what God has to say about these people. And then maybe it'll bring a little bit of balance, some of the foolishness that we are hearing on a regular basis as to why Armageddon, or at least the approaching Armageddon, is a good thing. Having said that, as I understand it, my better half is on the other line. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, Mark, although I kind of think of your wife, Vicky, as being your better half, but I'll accept the term.
Well, she is my better half, but for the next 2 hours or so, she's next door dealing with my brood of 8 kids, and I'm over here dealing with this. And so since you have decided graciously to come on the program and to help me out with this, I'm going to go ahead and give you that title of my better half. So
all right.
What do you think about that interesting passage that I just read?
Well, I it's interesting the way you described it, because one might describe that as hatred. It certainly reads like something that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith or the Simon Wiesenthal Center would call crass anti-Jewish hatred dripping with venom. But yet it comes from the Old Testament. I find it hard to think that the Holy Book could be described as a work of anti-Semitic hatred. So,
well, keep in mind, Michael, keep in mind as well, this is the Old Testament. You see, the ADL and some of these other groups, they're always, pardon my French, bitching and moaning over the New Testament that they say is inherently anti-Semitic. But yet, this comes out of the Old Testament. And Jeremiah, interestingly enough, was not the only one. There were several prophets who had the same things to say about the Jewish people. Basically calling them, actually using language that I really can't use on the air, to be honest. And yet we don't hear anything about this. Whenever we hear about how God favors these people and why we are required to give up not just our taxes, but our very own flesh and blood, meaning our children, it's interesting how this has kind of gotten washed out of the mix, so to speak.
You know, it's funny, in our modern times here, this mantra that the Jews are God's chosen people and that the United States will be blessed if the United States continues to serve as an ally and do gooder for Israel. But, you know, it's interesting, Mark. You know, some months ago, I was reading actually my old hometown newspaper, and there was a letter to the editor there. Let me tell you about this letter to the editor. I found it very amusing and contradictory and ironic. This letter writer begins by repeating the mantra that the Jews are God's chosen people and America has been blessed because America has stood beside Israel. But then this letter writer went on to describe all of the terrible things in American society, one thing after another. And it was kind of interesting to me because here's a guy who's saying that America is blessed, and yet at the same time, all of the things that he described, the horrible things that he saw in American society, all of those things befell American society in the years following 1948, the year that the State of Israel was created, at which time the United States gave its blessing to the State of Israel by being one of the nations to recognize it. So, you know, I kind of think that a lot of times people really don't understand the ramifications of what they're saying. On the one hand, they say America has been blessed, and yet many of these same people are the ones who see such a decline in America today. You know, this same letter writer, interestingly enough, also was complaining about the fact that the United States gives aid to foreign countries. This person was obviously unaware of the fact that the bulk of U.S. foreign aid goes to Israel and also to Egypt to be nice to Israel. So, you know, so frankly, I hate to be nasty here, but frankly, there's just an awful lot of downright stupidity on the part of the people who believe this myth that we're talking about here.
Well, there is our music. We will be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike, there in the control room, if you can give me a little bit more volume, I would appreciate it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, this is Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for today, Mark Glenn. Hashem Talawi is away on business, and I have with me the one and only Michael Collins Piper. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you out there in the audience probably get tired of hearing the same thing coming out of the mouths of people like me and Mike and Hashem. You know, and to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, I get tired of saying it myself. There really is only so much patience that a person has in dealing with things like this. But the fact of the matter is that we are facing a very serious situation here. And it is no different than, I suppose, the arrival of a hurricane. And you're on the beach trying to tell people to get off the beach while there's time, and very few people are listening. So I apologize. I empathize with you. I sympathize with you. The fact that so much of our time has to be spent dealing with these very heavy, weighty, some would even say depressing subjects. But the fact of the matter is, and my prediction is this, ladies and gentlemen, someday people are going to look back on these days and they're going to say, you know, if only we had listened to those nuts on RBN a little bit better, if only more people had listened, maybe we wouldn't be in the spot that we're in right now. And so as I said, I empathize with you. I wish we could bring better news every week. But unfortunately, as I said, we are facing a very serious situation. In fact, I would venture to say, I don't think that there's been a time in this nation's history or even in the history of the entire world where so much evil was concentrated in the hands of so few people who had the power to wipe out the human race. And like I said, I wish we could bring better news, but at this point, I guess we can't. Mike, what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, Mark, it's kind of interesting. As you were saying that, you know, it reminded me of the fact that this little worm wrote a piece for a newspaper for the Asia Times. He wrote an article about me for the Asia Times suggesting that I exemplify evil because of my criticisms of the power of the Jewish lobby in America. And, you know, he said that I have spent my entire career crusading against Jews. No, I have not spent my entire career crusading against Jews. I have spent my entire career crusading against the Jewish crusade against humanity. And I'm very proud to say that that is precisely what I've done. And I'm pleased to be associated with you and with many, many other good people who are not afraid to say what has to be said. And you have said it in your book, No Beauty in the Beast. As I said in a review of that book, I said you've said it eloquently and elegantly, and that is that's a real asset to be able to talk about such a serious subject, a very ugly subject, in elegant terms, which you have done. And you know, we're trying to stop mankind from being destroyed, and right now we are on a path to destruction. Precisely because of the fact that Jewish people, through very powerful organizations, through their lobby in Washington, have basically hijacked control of our country and its government. And they have put us in a position where now the United States is held not in any esteem, I was going to say held in low esteem, held in no esteem, by the vast majority of the people on this planet, people of all of your proverbial races, creeds, and colors, with the possible exception of the Jews. And I think that it's time that people get off the pot, as they say, wake up and smell the coffee. What are some of the other... rhetorical flourishes here? It's time that people wake up.
Fish or make bait or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we can't play this game anymore that we can't talk about religion, that it's not nice to talk about religion, because the Jewish religion, through its political arm known as Zionism, has reached a spiraling level, and I don't think it's reached its pinnacle yet. It's spiraling upward and has not even yet reached its pinnacle in the United States. And things are not going to get better. They are going to get worse.
Well,
that's why I intend to continue talking about this subject till I'm blue in the face, because it has to be talked about. It cannot be avoided. We can't try to be politically correct. We have to face it head on.
And you know,
so much about how bad Islam is. Well, here I'm here to tell you, Judaism is just as bad. Or worse.
And with that, we will be taking this break, and then we will be back in a minute. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be one heck of a good show today. I can feel it in my bones.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn with American Free Press. And with me is the one and only Michael Collins Piper, also of the American Free Press. You know, Mike, since we are talking about AFP, a week or so ago it came up on discussion on your program, the fact that AFP had run a story dealing with investigations taking place by Congress, dealing with high-level offices in the Pentagon and in our intelligence services that may have been infiltrated by Muslims. Now, keep in mind that if today, if there was a breaking story on the news, that a spy network had been found operating within the highest levels of the Pentagon, and that they were all Muslim extremists, and they had been there right under the noses of everybody all this time, and they had seriously compromised the security of the United States, given their position, nobody would even think for a second, wait a minute, we shouldn't have this discussion because we're going to be hurting these people's feelings, the people who practice the Muslim religion. Nobody would think that for a second. And yet, if we are to engage in the very same sort of discussion that I just described, and instead of it being Muslims, it was the State of Israel and it was Judaism, all of a sudden everybody's on the verge of having a heart attack. We cannot talk about this. This is horrible. A person's religion doesn't have anything to do with it and blah, blah, blah. Now, given what it is we do, we run into this a lot, where people want to somehow divorce the religion of Judaism with the political shenanigans of the Zionists or of Israel or whatever. But I'm here to say, as if I had never said it before, that trying to divorce this Jewish religion, if you want to call it Judaism, if you want to call it the Jewish mindset, trying to divorce that from the state of Israel and from the political goings-on is like trying to say that cigarette smoke has absolutely nothing to do with lung cancer. And so, you know, I guess I get a little bit impatient when I hear these people, like, for example, the Neturi Karta rabbi, who are out there trying to sell this idea that there's really nothing wrong with Judaism. Judaism is this thing that was created by God and blah, blah, blah. Zionism is the problem. And what I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If we really are serious about getting down to fixing this problem, then you have got to deal with things head on. You know, it's like, imagine this guy, you know, he goes to the doctor and he's coughing because he smokes like a chimney. His liver is hiccuping every 10 seconds because he drinks too much. He's 300 pounds overweight. He's riddled with all kinds of diseases because he leads a sexually irresponsible lifestyle. And he goes into the doctor and he says, "Doc, I feel terrible." He says, "But whatever you do, don't tell me that I have to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop eating too much, and to start acting more sexually responsible." See, this is a guy who has a death wish. He doesn't want to get better if he doesn't want to hear the truth. And likewise, when we're dealing with our country, and not just our country, we're dealing with Western civilization, or for that matter, the entire world, the survivability of the human species, we have got to get down to understanding and exposing this issue of Judaism. If we don't, we're never, ever going to get a handle on the problem.
Mark, I agree with you 100%. I do want to say something. Before we went to the break, I'm pleased to say that I seldom misspeak. What I say, I mean, and I mean what I say. However, I said something that I didn't mean. I said that in the context of talking about how we're always hearing that Islam is bad, I proceeded then to go on to say that, as far as I was concerned, Judaism is just as bad as Islam. Well, I want to apologize for saying that, because I don't want to offend our Muslim listeners out there, because I did not mean that. What I was attempting to suggest was that there is no comparison between Judaism and Islam. I consider the Jewish religion, as I understand it, as I've seen it expressed in the Talmud, I consider the Jewish religion to be what I think Louis Farrakhan is alleged to have described as a gutter religion. It's a very ugly faith, and I do not consider Islam to be an ugly faith. Rather, I consider Islam to be a beautiful faith, from what I know about Islam. So I wanted to not amend my statement. I wanted to correct it. As I say, I seldom misspeak, but I did in that case, and I don't want people to misread what I said, because what I said in this case I did not mean. So that's just for the record. But in regard to what you're saying, you're absolutely right about that. You know, and when I attack the Jewish religion, and I attack the state of Israel, and I attack Jewish organizations, and I do attack them, I do condemn them. That's absolutely correct. But I am not attacking or condemning individual Jewish people. I know many Jewish people. I deal with Jewish people on a regular basis. I'm not some country bumpkin who's never met a Jew. I'm not some country bumpkin who just holds all Jews in utter disregard. I treat every human being I meet on an equal basis, even if I don't think they are equal to me in intelligence or looks or morals or integrity or what have you. But the fact is that it is the Jewish people who have achieved such immense power in this country and have used it in what I believe is a very negative way. And I believe that what they are doing, no, I don't believe what they're doing. I know what they are doing is based upon the Jewish religion. I know that it is the Jewish religion that guides these Jewish organizations, that guides these powerful Jewish intriguers, these powerful Jewish international bankers and media titans who are directing, rather misdirecting, I should say, our foreign policy to the detriment, really, not only of everybody, but even including the Jewish people. And it is the Jewish people, even those good Jewish people out there who recognize the dangers of political Zionism and its impact, they are the people who are going to suffer the backlash. You know, I know there's a very, very nice lady who calls Hashem's show, a lady from Texas whose name escapes me, and she was born and raised in the Jewish faith, and she sounds like one of the finest people. I've never met her. I wouldn't know her if I bumped into her in the street, but she sounds like a very lovely, sincere woman, and I think she recognizes that there is this very real danger from this extraordinary role that organized Jewish pressure groups play in this country. And so there, I can cite that person right there as someone who I believe is a person of integrity, a good person.
I agree with you, Mike.
She happens to be Jewish.
And the thing is, what I have found in my being involved in all of this is that for the most part, you are dealing with people who are victims themselves. I really do believe this, and you said it best once in the conversation that we were having, where you said, you know, one of our ultimate goals has got to be to bring the Jewish people into such a place where they can just get along with everybody else. As soon as they can learn to do that, all of our troubles are going to be over, all of their troubles are going to be over, if we can just get them to the point where they can integrate with the rest of humanity on a normal level, then there will be no need for the State of Israel. There will be no need for this thing known as Zionism. There will be no such thing as Islamofascism and all the rest of this stuff. It really does, unfortunately. You know, there's one booger in the whole machine that is holding the thing up, and it is this seemingly insignificant, tiny minority of people who unfortunately have allowed themselves to be enslaved to the designs of these very wicked leaders. It was always that way. You go back to the gospel, and when Jesus was casting curses, he was casting them upon the leaders of the Jewish people. And when Jesus was hanging from the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he was looking down upon these people who a week ago welcomed him as a king, and a week later were responsible for having him crucified. And the thing that changed all of that was the fact that the rabbis got to the people, got them worked up and excited in such a way where they were able to get done what they needed to get done. And so ultimately, this is it. And this is what I tell people, especially some of the nuts that emailed me this week and said, you know, we've got to bless them and we've got to do this. And I agree. If you want to bless the Jews, if you want to help the Jews, then point them in the right direction.
You know, Mark, it's kind of interesting. There are a lot of people, I hear people, there are people who call my radio show. I hear people calling in other radio shows. I see people writing in emails and on the internet. They talk about the Khazars. This was this ancient tribe, not an ancient tribe, but an old-time tribe of people who evidently converted to Judaism many years ago. And I hear people say, well, I'm not against the real Jews. I'm against the Khazars, who are not even Jews. But I want to tell you something, Mark. There's a certain... That's based on some faulty thinking, because
yes,
there's a real problem here. In Israel today, there are many people who are of Khazar descent, who may not have originally been, whose ancestors were not originally Jews. However, there are many people in Israel and around the world today who are what is known as Sephardic Jews. These are people who evidently, and I am no anthropologist, But these people who are known as the Sephardic Jews, they ostensibly can trace their ancestry back to the Middle East. And so what you have to keep in mind is that these very people, these Sephardim, are among the most hardline supporters of the radical extremists in the Likud party and in the Likud movement and the related political parties in Israel. They are the ones who provide the bulk of the political support for these hardliners who are allied with the so-called neoconservatives here in this country. So this old legend that, oh, it's only the Khazars we need to worry about, is factually and historically incorrect, because the Sephardic Jews are just as much devoted to the Talmud, this hate-filled book, this evil book, as the Khazars are. So there's really no difference there. I hate
I
to
agree
break
with you,
the mold here on this, and I know that this issue of the Khazars versus the non-Khazars is almost a it's almost an article of faith for a lot of people in in what we might call the Patriot movement, but it's an article of faith that is based upon misperception and misunderstanding. And I know that's going to upset a lot of people who are hearing this, but I'm just telling you the God's honest truth.
But I agree with you on this, Mike. Whenever I hear people getting into these long disputations about the difference between a real Judite and a Khazar, look, the fact of the matter is, you could take any group of people anywhere in the world, I don't care what race they are, and if you infuse into them the poison of this Judaic thinking, in a certain amount of time, you will have a whole new different breed of Alan Dershowitzes, Abe Foxman, Sarah Silverman's, Ariel Sharon's, a complete, you could take Eskimos, and it would be the same thing, because it is just a poisonous mindset that destroys the person's soul. So I agree with you on this. If anything, it validates what we're saying, because here you have a group of people who were removed from the events of first century Judea, right? Some 600-700 years later, they convert to Judaism, and now, When we sit down and tally up all of the trouble that has been caused, and by trouble I'm talking about people being murdered in the tens and hundreds of millions, and particularly in the last century, it's the same group of people from, you know, what we would call Khazaria. So the point is, the lesson that we should learn from this is that Judaism infused into anyone in a certain amount of time, just like you smoke cigarettes long enough, you're going to get lung cancer. You drink hard liquor with enough frequency, and pretty soon you're gonna your liver's gonna give out. This is the byproduct of it. I don't know how anybody today, calling themselves a Christian, can't see this. I mean, Jesus was clear about this. You know, when he talked about the leaven of the Pharisees, and he talked about, you know, the evil, how they had created something that was not of God, meaning the Jewish leaders, that they had created a mindset and a way of doing things that was not of God at all. And so anybody today who tries to make this argument that, you know, it's just because these mealed Mongol, Turkish, Russian people from Khazaria that are the problem, I think that they're just double-minded, and they know not what they do.
You know, another thing about the Khazars, another historical point there, you know, the story of the Khazars has been around for a long, long time, and it got a lot of currency with Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe. But, you know, I tell you, there's something interesting about that book. I haven't read it in some time, but I have more recently read another book about the Khazars entitled The History of the Jewish Khazars. And that book, which preceded Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe, that book makes the point, and I'm not saying that it is absolute proof that this is correct, but that book makes the point, and others have made the point as well, and not necessarily defenders of Jewish power. They have made the point that, in fact, the Khazar, the extent, the spread of the Khazars into Eastern Europe who converted to Judaism is not quite as extensive as a lot of people may have believed, in which a lot of people took to be the thesis put forth by Arthur Koestler. So what I'm saying is that there may not really be that many, there may not have been that many Khazars who actually converted to Judaism in the first place.
Okay, hold on, Mike. We'll be right back, and then we will start taking your calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I told you this was going to be a good show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. We are just wrapping up the first hour. We're going to take our first call. Dave, thanks for being patient. Come on up. Dave has dropped, okay? All right, well then I guess we're just going to have to subject everybody to our continued ranting, Mike. Now, let me ask you this. Gosh, what was my question? Oh, yeah. Armageddon. You know, we promised that we would cover some of the news today, and we will. People today who don't want to bring religion into this fail to understand, and this is something that you brought up when you were on Hashem's show on Thursday, Mike. Oh, we do have Dave. Okay, well, I'll just hold that thought until we deal with Dave. Dave, come on up.
Hello, fellas. It's a very interesting discussion, and I just want to throw something out there in terms of a strategy. You know, I really wouldn't consider myself in the Patriot movement per se. I would consider myself more in an overall freedom movement. And what I see is what's dangerous is not that I'm disagreeing with you about the Jewish issue, but what I think is if there is any operation against the so-called freedom movement, what the government will do, or any power or establishment will do to try and nullify the movement, will try and make all of it seem like a bunch of racist kooks. So, to me, I don't really approach it as far as, like, saying it's a Jewish thing, because that instantly turns people off. I think I approach it from class warfare, because it's just about class, really, ultimately. It's about class warfare more than it is religious or any kind of meme that we're competing with, you know. And to me, that's what the power structure and struggle really is all about. But anyway, that's where I'm from. I don't, you know, and to me, I can even see it, because if you look at the two quote-unquote freedom stations in Austin, you got like 90.1 and 96.3. 90.1 doesn't ever talk about any of this racist stuff, and 96.3 does all the time. So I'm just wondering, it's just weird. It's like two different, like, schisms within this larger freedom meme. Anyway, that's just my observations. I'm going to continue listening to you guys. Peace out.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Well, I'd like to comment on that. I understand what Dave was saying, but, you know, the problem is it comes back. I mean, it's getting very circular here, but it comes back to the basic point here that many of the very forces that are fighting freedom in this country are organized Jewish groups. They are fighting freedom of religion. They are the organized Jewish groups in this country are the ones who got prayer taken out of the schools. Now, I'm not a particularly religious person, as you know, and as many of the listeners know, but I've never seen any problem with prayer in schools, and yet Jewish groups fought prayer in schools. Jewish groups have done everything they can to eviscerate the First Amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. Jewish groups have also fought against the Second Amendment. They have been in the forefront of fighting against the freedom, the right to bear arms. So, you can't get away from that. I mean, these are cold, hard facts. I mean, the Patriot Act was largely pushed through by Jewish organizations and people working with Jewish organizations.
All right, Mike, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break, and then we will take more of your calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.